Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, new customers, when you sign up using promo code DNVR, you can place a $5 bet and you're going to get $200 in free bets if you win. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
I'm Susie Hunter. Patrick, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day to Bobby Valentine only. I will text him and wish him a happy Valentine's Day. We'll see if he responds.
I wasn't sure if saying Valentine's Day would be a trigger for you. We actually, we were talking
kind
about
of
this
is,
yesterday.
Yeah.
We like have the exact same triggers of things that we don't like. Like sometimes, I don't know if that it makes the best content. We're like, what do you think about this thing? What's your hot take? And I'm like, I actually think the exact same way.
I know. So, it's terrible television.
But I'm softening. If you say Valentine's Day, that's a cute little quirk.
If you're older than five, I'm like, you got to say it right.
I'm forgiving people, but I'm forgiving adults if they say Valentine's Day.
I'm not.
Look, I worked in a town in which most of the people mispronounce the name of the town, and it's right here. It's Westminster, not Westminster. It's not Minister.
Oh, no.
It's Westminster.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people say, Kale, do you know that one? I don't know if you've gotten that, if you've ever noticed that. Westminster, there's not two eyes, there's only one, but
Kale's still plugging in the mic.
I have only ever called it Westminster.
Because that's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
But Minster's not a word. Minister is. And so I'm guessing that's where that kind of confusion comes from. Same thing with Valentine's Day.
All right.
So happy Valentine's Day.
Do you and your wife celebrate Valentine's Day, or are you too cool for it?
Too cool, kind of.
Too cool, kind of?
Yeah. I mean, I texted her happy Valentine's Day this morning. I was at the gym. She had just woken up, so I didn't get a chance. So that's what happens when you've been married as long as we have.
So. I guess so, yeah.
Oh, and happy wedding anniversary to my in-laws. They got married on Valentine's Day.
My parents got married on Valentine's Day. My parents eloped on Valentine's Day, which is, like, super sweet.
Which, when you elope, that means you kind of bypass being engaged and you go right to just getting married?
No, they were engaged. It's just, like, parents weren't there.
A city hall? They had a city hall marriage?
No, wedding? it was at like a small church in New York City.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
They were super young. They were like 18 years old.
It's a day for buying overpriced greeting cards and stuffed animals that you will more than likely throw out because your relationship will break up at some point.
We took it to a dark place.
That could be a record for the darkness. The darkness crept in early on today's show. You're right.
Kale and I have been talking about how we need to record that sound and like just load it into the soundboard and use it whenever we inevitably take it to a dark place.
And that sound would be, let's push the button now, click.
We took it to a dark place.
I'm down with that. I like that. I was actually hoping you would. We'll do, you know, pre-production stuff now on the show. When we do a Backus and Shanker ad read, every time I say Backus and Shanker, it would be really entertaining if you said Backus and Shanker. Like if you just did like
Backus
a little
Backus and Shanker.
Like I think that would really take the ad read to the next level.
Oh my gosh, Kale, are we recording jingles after this?
Apparently.
Apparently. I hope you have some time.
That's a teaser because we have a Backus and Shanker ad read coming up. So we've got to talk World Baseball Classic. We touched on it yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the roles. It's special assistant season, a special assistant to the GM season.
Yes.
A lot of people are getting these roles. Who are some future names we could possibly see for the Rockies? And we've got some new advertiser patches. I don't know if you saw those. Those are, people don't really seem to care. Like, they're not as big.
I feel like we care more than everyone else.
Yeah, because I saw it on a site like a couple days after. I'm like, I didn't even see this on Twitter. Like, we care about it. I find it to be interesting. There's a new submission for maybe the best new advertiser patch. We've said the Motorola for Padres was good. It's not really that noticeable. I mean, it's there, but it kind of goes. We've got a new submission. I think this one might be the best.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It'll be good. We'll get
you. Do I have to wait?
She wasn't looking. Abort that.
Spoilers.
We'll edit that out.
Spoilers.
All right. But I know you did hear the big news. Kyle Freeland.
Officially official.
Team USA.
I didn't know that it wasn't official yet, if I'm going to be totally honest.
Well, he threw his hat in the ring and Team USA was like, yep, absolutely. And then when they actually selected the rosters, oh, that's right, you were on vacation. You were in Arizona at that time.
There was
Thursday night.
There was a lot of sports news in Arizona when I was there. So.
Absolutely. but yeah, no, they did the rosters on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
He was not on that list. One of the people, his representatives at his agency was like, you know, kind of tweeted out. This is kind of a frustrating process because like you put yourself out there to say, yep, I'm a part of it. And then you don't get selected, and then you go, so I clearly wasn't picked. You know, it's one thing if you're kind of under the radar, like Jonathan Daz was one of those guys that found out from Team Venezuela that he was on their, like, maybe list.
Mm-hmm.
But his name hadn't really been thrown out there beforehand, so it wasn't like anything was lost when he wasn't named originally to the Team Venezuela. But Kyle Freeland, you're like, yep, he's on the team, mm-hmm. and then he's not. That sucks. But now, Nestor Cortes, it sucks that he has a hamstring strain. He's off the roster. That makes the room for our Kyle Freeland to possibly start a game in the World Baseball Classic.
That would be
awesome.
I would love to see that.
That
Kyle
would be
Freeland.
Great.
Good for baseball, good for Colorado, now good for America.
Yes, that's it. He's Colorado kid. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's going to be Mr. America this year. We'll see.
He's not Mr. Colorado anymore. He belongs to all of America now.
It's very true. Nestor Cortes, grade 2 hamstrain. Grade 1 is a mild pull or strain. Grade 2 is what he has. Partial muscle tear. Grade 3 is a complete muscle tear. Susie, what is a grade 9 hamstring strain?
Your hamstring flew out of your body and you don't have one anymore.
That close. That's grade 8.
Oh, okay.
I think you got it. No, there's only 3 grades, but if there was a grade 9,
I think I'm right.
Would be it. In looking at some information on Nestor Cortes, I did not realize how chaotic of a relationship he's had with the New York Yankees. I don't know if this is going to upset you. It's going to hit you. It's going to hit you.
Tell me more.
All right. Because you seem to be the expert. You have some friends with chaotic relationships.
Everyone I know is chaotic. So.
That's why I said friends. I wanted to leave it there exactly. But
everyone I've ever met is chaotic.
Nestor Cortes, drafted by the Yankees in 2013. Sounds nice. What's chaotic about this?
Yeah.
Well, he was not protected by them in November of 2017, so the Baltimore Orioles selected him in the Rule 5 draft. So he became an Oriole, debuted with the Orioles, and they decided they didn't want him anymore, sent him back to the Yankees in April of 2019. Then in 2019, Yankees trade him to Seattle, where he's a Mariner for a while, gets released, then he comes back to the Yankees. So even though he was drafted by the Yankees and was an all-star with the Yankees last year, he's been with two other organizations, was traded, was released, was selected in the Rule 5, not protected by the 40-man.
Yeah.
That's kind of chaotic.
That is kind of chaotic. It's you know, not as chaotic as the on and off again relationship that Ashton Godot had with the Rockies.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, very off and on for Nestor Cortes.
That's
and
true.
The Yankees.
Yeah. So
very Cortes, unhealthy relationship.
So now that he's an all-star, maybe he's safe from being
No one is safe when it comes to the Yankees.
No, that's true. Let's talk about the roles in the World Baseball Classic because we now got 9 with Daniel Bard. We've got 9. 7 big leaguers. We've got 2 minor leaguers in Brandon Gold for Team Israel and Michael Peterson, a pitcher with Great Britain. But Daniel Bard is the guy that got the ball rolling for me because I looked at the Team USA roster and thought, Daniel Bard could be closing games, could be closing out the gold medal game for Team USA in this World Baseball Classic. The light show is going worldwide.
Oh, this is exciting. I mean, yeah, Daniel Bard was just absolutely electric last season, so I want to see him closing out that gold medal game.
The
that
world
would be
tour.
Really sick.
The world tour for Daniel Bard.
It is a world tour.
That's what it
Let's
is.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's fantastic. So here are some of the other relievers that, you know, manager Mark DeRosa will have to choose between. Mm-hmm. Guys with some closer experience, Kendall Graveman of the White Sox, Adam Ottavino of the Mets.
Old friend.
Old friend Adam Ottavino. But again, those guys a little bit earlier in the game. They've got some experience, but they're not true closers. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Current closers, David Bednar of the Pirates. He was their lone all-star last year. Ryan Presley of the Houston Astros, he's pretty good. And then maybe the best closer, maybe the best stuff, but again, maybe you want to save him because he's a little bit young. I think he had a rough time in the second half last year. Devin Williams of the Milwaukee Brewers. So if you want to go with the veteran, maybe not the best guy. I think you can maybe make the case Presley. Maybe make the case it's Devin Williams. But the guy with the veteran presence, the guy with the slowest heartbeat, it's Daniel Bard.
Daniel Bard is the one that stands out amongst those names for me. Who else would you want to have as your closer other than Daniel Bard?
Absolutely.
No one.
And he turned the lights down, get the light show going. Again, I wonder if he'll talk with some of the entertainment folks. Like, is he going to get a bald eagle? Will he run out to the mound with a bald eagle on his arm?
That would be so sick.
You might have to lose the lights. You're going to have to lose the lights. It's going to scare the baldy.
The eagle will not like those lights.
No, it will not like that. Yes. Eagles really...
they hate light shows.
They crumble under the pressure of the bright lights. Eagles usually do that.
Well, also, they're very stressed out about the electricity.
That was a Super Bowl reference.
I'm ignoring it. I'm ignoring you.
Okay. I didn't say Philadelphia, but I just said Eagles. But anyway, Herman Marquez. Herman Marquez, starter for Team Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic. Will he start game one? Will he be their ace? I don't think so. Here are some of the other options.
Who are the options?
We got Pablo Lopez, newly of the Minnesota Twins, Luis Garcia of the Astros, Ranger Suarez from Philadelphia. Those guys have kind of similar resumes to Herman Marquez, maybe not the same upside that Marquez has. Martin Perez are the veterans, along with Eduardo Rodriguez of the Detroit Tigers. So it's a maybe, but... again, it'll be up to what Team Venezuela wants to do. So there's a chance, but I feel less confidence about Marquez starting game one for Team Venezuela as I do Bard closing games for Team USA.
Yeah, that's fair, but I really do think such a solid chance that Marquez is their ace.
It would have been great if it was Marquez going in game one, pitching to Elias Diaz.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, Team Venezuela already has 3 really solid catchers in Salvador Perez, Omar Narvaez, and Robinson Chirinos. I would have preferred Elias Diaz over Chirinos in that spot. So that's kind of a bummer. But Diaz is still playing for Team Colombia. Alan Trejo, shortstop. Starting shortstop for Team Mexico.
Very excited for him.
Absolutely. He's the only true shortstop right now on that roster. Luis Urias and Isaac Paredes. Not Isaac. Isaac Paredes. They're kind of second baseman. They came up as shortstops. But they basically play second base right now for Milwaukee and Tampa Bay. So they've played it in the past. They're good defenders, but Trejo, true shortstop. I know that the Rockies want him to play a lot of different positions around. But ultimately, if Team Mexico wants to have him as a starting shortstop, I think he's probably the best option. That would be really cool to see him kind of in the center of the diamond for Team Mexico during the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, and I'm excited that he gets in the mix in the World Baseball Classic. Did you see that we have other Alan Trejo news today?
No.
He posted on Instagram earlier today that he is engaged now.
Oh.
He proposed to his fiance.
I think he bought a house in the offseason, so he's living a good life.
He's growing up.
He is.
These are adult activities.
It must have been one of the shows late last week talking about Trejo. Like he continues to like put on muscle. And so there's still, I think, a lot of upside to be tapped in.
See, there's the if you're watching us on YouTube, that's the post.
Super producer Kale continues to be super.
You are fast. He dressed up for this hike.
That's it.
She should have known right away that something was up.
I'm gonna be curious. Was there like a peak? Was there like the, we got to hike to the top of the mountain because they didn't get there yet. And so that I will have to talk with him about what his plan was because it's like, oh crap, she's tired. She wants to turn back. I guess we might have to do it here. Was that the spot? Is that the special location? I don't know.
Well, we have so many questions, but congratulations to Alan Trejo. Yeah. A really big month for Alan Trejo.
It is. Yeah. It's really lined up for a big season, I think, in a lot of ways for him. You also have Jake Bird. Can Jake Bird close games for Team Israel?
Why the heck not?
That is fantastic. They've got two other successful left-handers in Adam Kolarik, Richard Bleier, who was just recently traded. Robert Stock has a good amount of relief experience. But other than that, I mean, again, Jake Bird, you could have him go in there. And again, that's going to make the Rockies bullpen all the more better, where he's maybe fourth or fifth on the depth chart as far as closing games for the Rockies right now. So for him to get some experience like that in meaningful games, yes, it's an exhibition, but it's an international tournament. If he's pitching the ninth inning in a spring training game, that's not like, oh man, this is a save situation. I don't want to fail Bud Black. That's not what's going on. But in this spot for Team Israel,
especially
if they're winning,
much different.
And they haven't had a ton of success in the World Baseball Classic, so this could be really big. So again, getting these high pressure situations for so many of the young guys, or just so many of the players in general for the Rockies, has just so much value. Like you said, Diamondbacks had like two guys. Mm-hmm. So for the Rockies to have this on their big league roster right now, I think is really cool.
Oh, yes.
Justin Lawrence is the obvious closer for Panama.
Yes. Very exciting. Our favorite Panamanian.
Yeah. There's only 11 active big leaguers even on the roster. So it almost goes without saying.
Who else is on their roster?
I don't know. I can't think of any other Panamanian Devils. Is that their official name? That should be.
No way.
There was a boxer. Vinny Pazienda? No, that was it. No, but I think there was a boxer that might have gone by the Panamanian Devil. Hmm. It's a good nickname.
It is.
I do like that. Yeah. We've got a good nickname for where we're at right now. It's the DNVR Bar.
Yes.
It's also the proper name, too, of it.
It's literally the name of it, yes.
The Bar.
The Bar. Maybe. The
we're
Bar.
We're setting the bar here on the confluence of Colfax and York. We're giving you 20% off all of our gear at dnvrlocker.com, 20% off all of the watch parties and tailgates. That's if you're a diehard, of course. And when you're a diehard, you get 15% off your entire tab when you're getting food, having some Breck Brew, you name it. That's what you get. Access to the diehards only Discord. We're having a lot of fun conversations about our favorite sports teams, but also different things. Some folks are doing skiing and snowboarding. We're talking about that. A lot of foodies out there, music,
so many movies.
It's a really cool place to meet other folks that are in our community. It's absolutely fantastic. You also get extra raffle tickets, too, when you're hanging out at any of our watch parties at the DNVR Bar. You're always safe here, but you know what? As soon as you leave the DNVR Bar, you never know what's going to happen. But fear not, because when you get hurt, Backus and Shanker is here to help.
Backus and Shanker!
Backus and Shanker wins for Colorado families. Okay, so maybe not everyone. No, but they win for Colorado families, like to the tune of $1 billion for their clients. They've got over 30 lawyers, 100 folks on staff. Best part is they will work for free until they win money in your case. No upfront fee to even just speak to them about their case. Backus and Shanker has the strength and power to win your case.
I didn't know you wanted me to keep going.
Every single time I say Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
They've got the strength and power to win your case. All kinds of injury cases. It's fantastic, especially when they're not your fault. Like a car accident, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrian, trucks. They can help if you've been injured at work as well. So give them a call at all Tulos or all Dazes or mix it up. It's 222-2222 and find out if you have a case for free because Backus and Shanker
Backus
wins.
Backus and Shanker.
Okay, that was good. I think that's good. That's a good start, I think. DraftKings Sportsbook.
DraftKings Sportsbook.
Okay, we can't do it for everyone. No. Now. But I like the enthusiasm.
Thank you.
Again, we said it yesterday, football season is dead. Although I did see somebody talking about like the NFL draft coming up. And I'm like, come on.
Let us have just like a couple of weeks of baseball.
It's baseball season now. And it's baseball season on DraftKings Sportsbook too, which is fantastic. You can bet on College baseball is going on right now. Of course, you've got, I think we tweeted it out, plus 35,000 for the Rockies to win the World Series.
Might as well put some money down.
Kale's looking to try to get a home. So you know what? If you can hold out until late October, early November, and you really believe the Rockies can win the World Series, Kale, I mean, you can get yourself a free house thanks to DraftKings Sportsbook. It's as simple as, oh, you're going to do, every time I say DraftKings Sportsbook, are you going to say thanks to DraftKings Sportsbook?
Thanks to DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yes. Let's go. Everything is a thing now. It's fantastic. Yeah, they're doing some big things. It's a $5 bet on anything right now when you use promo code DNVR, and you're going to get $200 in free bets instantly. If you win, you won't have to wait around. Boom, it's immediately like that. Turn around, do some Nuggets, do some Avs, or again, do some of those future bets, because again, maybe the Rockies have no chance to win the World Series at all.
It's possible.
It is. They're still a team. Last I checked, they were still listed on MLB.com as a team. But you know what? The fun thing with something like that, too, is you place that bet and you're going to wait until, I don't know, maybe end of April. But no, maybe until June before you go, yeah, I'm probably not going to win that. But if you would have said that in 2007... you would have been wrong because they still end up making that run. Okay, look.
2007 is why I have trust issues.
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying the Rockies are winning World Series, but the cool thing is if you bet one of those end of year things on MLB in baseball, you've got all year to wait to see if it's going to happen. You've got even months. If you go, I made a bad pick, but it might not be until the All-Star break that you can go, you know what? Maybe I've officially lost. So it gives you some hope. It's not as immediate. It's not that quick fix. So you can have some fun when you do that on DraftKings Sportsbook, where promo code DNVR allows you to make a $5 bet, and when it wins, $200 in free bets instantly, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Thanks, DraftKings Sportsbook. With code DNVR, minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Kale's like actually focusing on doing his job.
If you had to pick someone from the Rockies to be your Valentine's today, who would it be? For me, it would be Dinger. Now you go.
Damn, I was going to pick Dinger.
I know. I took the safe one. I cheated.
Damn it. Dinger's my pick, too. We'll fight for him.
You could pick, like, Dinger's mom or Dinger's dad. No, we never see them around. But.
Do you see them at Dinger's birthday party? And they're so scary looking. They're scary looking.
They're a little Hagrid. Say the least.
Little bit.
Hagrid is the word, I believe.
Hagrid is a Harry Potter character.
That's gonna be the cease and desist letter that I received later.
It's gonna be from J.K. Rowling.
NLS news. Other teams are still doing things.
That is so funny because we have been done doing things for
there are
a
other
long
teams
time.
In the NLS that are like, you know what? Let's see if we can really ensure and lock down this 500 record for the season. David Peralta signs with the Dodgers. Kind of thought Peralta could be a good left-handed outfield option on the bench. Again, that means one less spot for one of those young guys, but it could be a good veteran piece if you're not confident enough in some of the other younger left-handed bats currently on the 40-man roster. And this is a big if you sign him, you could turn around and trade him at the deadline, help out your prospects, you know, kind of boost the farm system just a little bit.
That would mean making a trade at the deadline, though.
That's kind of the asterisk in that whole thing right there on that. So Peralta goes to the Dodgers, so he'll probably hit 40 home runs this year.
Probably.
Andrew Chafin, back to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Great hair, great mustache, great lefty option for the Diamondbacks, who continue to kind of be, they're one of those teams right now, you know, the early, hey, here are the teams to watch, here are the sleepers. They're one of those early teams that the national pundits are starting to say, I like the Diamondbacks. They are going to be exciting, and this signing is really good for their bullpen.
It definitely is. It's so funny to see the D-backs just stacking this team.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got so many young guys. They're pairing them with the veterans. Mm-hmm. You know, Madison Bumgarner's still around. They've got so many good options that even if you excluded him from the roster, you're going, that's still a good starting rotation. Lot of promise. You got to deliver on that promise for sure. Mm-hmm. But they're deep. They've got a lot. Bumgarner would be an interesting guy that if the Rockies were interested in trading in division, you want to take a bad contract off the Diamondbacks' hands. Maybe the Diamondbacks will pay a little bit money down for Bumgarner for the next couple years that he's got remaining. Maybe you get a prospect thrown in. You go, I mean, who doesn't want Madison Bumgarner in the Rockies' rotation?
Actually, I think that would be kind of fun.
It would be fun.
I think it would be a lot of fun.
You may have to write something in his contract that, you know, he can't be riding four-wheelers out in the mountains.
Oh, because he would.
We know how that happened. He got hurt doing that in 2017, I want to say. Not a good look. Legit happened in Colorado. I don't know what town that was in. I'm sure there might be some details out there, but that was one of the weirder stories that I can remember. Just on an off day, getting hurt, doing something he probably shouldn't have been doing. Something that he probably does a lot on his farm in North Carolina.
I was going to say, am I remembering this wrong, or isn't he a rodeo guy too?
He also did that.
Under a fake name.
I almost said it was Dusty Saunders, but that's Patrick Saunders' dad. It was something like Dusty Britches. I can't remember what his name was.
If anyone remembers Madison Bumgarner's fake rodeo name, please let us know in the comments.
This is perfect for the comments. But yeah, he did some bronco busting during one off season under a different name, Mason Saunders. So I had the Saunders, right?
You had it.
Mason Saunders was his name. I don't think there's been any video or like photographs that have come out of that. So I don't know who's working that rodeo, but their social media person really has dropped the ball on that.
Yeah,
in a major
we
way.
Would have loved to have seen that content.
Even if it is after the fact, like, okay, that's fine. I mean, I think that makes sense. So yeah, Bumgarner in the Rockies rotation, you know, while you wait for some of those young guys to come up, we would not kick him out of the rotation.
You know, I wouldn't say no.
We would definitely not.
Yeah.
Padres have interest in Michael Wacha because 8 guys in their starting rotation is not enough.
Padres, they've just got a hole burning in their pocket right now.
They're hoarders, yeah.
You know what? They're taking a page out of the Rockies book and hoarding.
Well, the Padres are hoarding like veteran players with experience and a lot of success under their belt. And other teams are not. I'll leave it at that. Special assistant to the GM season. Ian Kinsler named special assistant to the GM there in Texas, the team that he came up with. He was actually added to the Rangers Hall of Fame last year.
The Rangers Hall of Fame.
Must be
how
nice.
Lovely. That must be so nice to have.
Must be nice. Maybe that's how the conversation starts and you kind of welcome somebody back into the organization and you kind of create that bridge. You start that conversation. So, you know, this time last year was when Clint Hurdle was added as a special assistant to the GM. We got to see him at the ballpark a couple times, and you got added to the very prestigious email list.
Yes, I'm on the list.
I'm very jealous.
I'm on the list.
Very jealous.
Clint Hurdle's my life coach now.
I picked up Clint Hurdle from the airport once, from Sabre. But I think I'd be a part. I think I'd rather get email blasts from him instead. I think would be a cool
thing. They're pretty sick.
Yeah.
Always inspirational.
It's going to help the resale value of my car, though, when I do end up selling it. To say, Clint Hurdle, you know, the manager of the 2007 Rockies, sat in the seat. But again, the emails, I think, are a lot more valuable.
Did you have him sign the seat before he got out of the car?
I did have him sign the dash in a in a silver Sharpie. So that's in there to prove it. So
tell me you really did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. That would have been so funny.
That would have been so cringeworthy. Like, imagine if someone goes, what? No, come on, dude. Don't make me do that.
I don't know. If someone picked me up from the airport, they were like, Susie, will you sign my dashboard? I'd low-key be honored.
Yeah. It was for a Sabre event. Not that there's anything wrong with being an Uber driver, which I've also like done that. But in case anyone's more wondering, like, how the hell are you picking up Clint Hurdle? It's like, oh, well, we had a Sabre banquet in 2019. And it was like, well, Clint Hurdle's our guest. Somebody's got to pick him up. And my hand shot up and said, I got it. I'll do that. So I took a day off from work as a teacher, and I was like, all right, that's what I'm doing today.
It's
pick up Clint Hurdle. Why not?
I've picked up, in terms of guests on the show, I've picked up one guest
for the
show. Take a guess.
Oh, so I would have said Josh Sushan, but I don't think he's been in studio.
He has not been in studio.
And when you picked him up from the airport, was it to come right here or as a separate event?
I never said the word airport.
Okay, say again.
I picked up a guest for our show.
Kevin Collins.
I did pick up Kevin Collins.
That was it? Yes. Let's go. Got it. It's fantastic.
I did pick him up. I was afraid. He was a flight risk to me. I was afraid he was going to try to weasel his way out of being on the show.
We got a lot of texts from Rocky's PR department about that, like just to make sure. So I think that was a really good call on your part.
They took away his passport just in case.
Yeah. You still have it, actually. Did you lose that like the...
I lost it with the Shady Rays. Yeah, so he doesn't have a passport anymore. It's very sad.
I mean, if you don't have glasses, he shouldn't have a passport. So
Exactly.
He's look, he's got a year until they go to Toronto and possibly try to win their first game in Toronto. Rockies 0-9 in Toronto. It's still my favorite fun fact about the Rockies. They've never won a game in Toronto.
It is so weird.
0-9. So Clint Hurdle gets added as a special assistant to the GM this time last year. Mm-hmm. So does Todd Helton.
Right.
Working with the young guys there in the minor league camp. This was even before the lockout. Because mm-hmm. all the minor league guys, they come in usually like late January before everything. And so he was working with them. So that was really neat. So again, gets the wheels turning. And like, who else would you love to see back with the organization? And I think anyone out there, and again, let us know in the chat on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube, who would you love to see back as a special assistant to the GM, whether they pop into the ballpark or they're just working for the minor leagues? Are there any names off the top of your head that are like, you got to have this guy around?
I got two syllables for you. Cargo.
That's number one on my list.
Cargo. $1 million personality.
Number one on my great list dude. Would be Carlos Gonzalez.
Yes.
Abso-friggin-lutely. Positive energy. Great guy to have in the clubhouse. I think he has got a lot to offer for the young guys. I mean, he was that veteran presence in 17 and 18 when they went to back-to-back postseason. That's crazy to think of him like that because, again, he's so kind of youthful.
He's
right?
so youthful.
But I think he would be perfect. He's definitely number one on the list. Number two I wrote down was Matt Holliday, but also put a question mark after him, after his name, because...
Unlikely.
He's got other things going on, yes.
He clearly has other things going on.
The Cardinals have first right of refusal, I guess, over him. So that might not happen. Juan Pierre, base stealing coach.
Oh.
Wouldn't mind bringing him back. He was somebody that I think Drew Goodman, we had conversation probably around this time last year about guys you would love to see back in the organization. And Juan Pierre was one of the first guys that Goody mentioned. I love Jolys Chacín. Again, international scout, you know, working with some of the Latin American players. He would be great. How about their lone Hall of Famer, Larry freaking Walker? Ever hear of him? That'd be pretty good.
That guy? That'd be incredible.
I think retiring his number was a good way of kind of maybe getting past starting some conversations up between him and the organization, because I don't think things ended off on a really good term. Mm-hmm. Similar to things with, you know, Troy Tulowitzki in the organization. I don't think that one will ever get repaired. Never say never, but a lot would need to happen for Larry Walker to accept a position like that.
What is a more likely repaired relationship with the Rockies?
Ooh. Okay.
Troy Tulowitzki, Nolan Arenado.
Nolan Arenado.
Yeah.
I definitely would say it would be Nolan Arenado because that's a great question. So a lot of the Nolan Arenado business was tied to a guy who's no longer around and former general manager, Jeff Breidich. So I think there's a way that, you know, Nolan had some wonderful time here, similar to Troy Tulowitzki, but I think Tulo felt like he was done a little bit dirty in how everything ended up going down, whereas Nolan asked for the trade, and hey, they took care of him in that capacity. As unfortunate as it was for the organization, they granted Arenado his request, and so I think Nolan could come back and say like, no, I had no problem with the people here, no problem with Dick Monfort, even disappointed in him, but I can kind of get over it because you made right by trading me to an organization that has been better for my career. So I could see that one kind of going.
These are great points.
A little bit better.
These are great points you've made.
You asked a great question. You set me up for success on that.
Thank you.
Gerardo Parra, another one of those great guys that's kind of, you know, youthful, has so much energy. He'd be great. Steve Reed, old school guy from the 90s, a relief ace. I think they have brought him back in the organization in the past in some capacity. And another big one that people love, the little cat loves him.
Oh,
it would be the big cat, the big Andres cat. Galarraga, who is just, he's missing in action. Even some of his teammates, some of his closest friends when he played, haven't heard from him in years.
Yeah, he's kind of reclusive.
He is very reclusive.
A little bit.
He's a recluse.
Good for him.
Is that a type of spider?
That's the way to do it.
What? A recluse spider? Recluse? No, a brown recluse. Yeah, that's a type of spider.
Are we a spider podcast now?
It's one of the most dangerous spiders in the world. You got to be very careful when it comes to brown recluse spiders. Yeah, so if you ever see one, even though you just heard about what it is, so clearly you wouldn't know what it looks like, but if you do see one, stay away from that. But if you see the Game Time Tickets app, click on that bad boy because you will save a lot of money. You will not get stung. You will not have to worry about all kinds of crazy fees and all that other stuff. It's fantastic. Courtside seats, 50-yard line. If you want to sit in 50-yard line for like the USFL or the XFL, those are things.
Those are things.
But it's baseball season now.
We got to start thinking about baseball season. We got to start looking at tickets.
Spring training tickets, too.
They have spring training tickets on there. They That's do. Right.
If you go to Mesa, Cubs almost always sell out, I feel like. They have a lot of sellouts, so that is a hard ticket to get. So if you're in Mesa, which is really close to where the Rockies train in Scottsdale, that's a ballpark worth checking out. It's I think it's the newest, actually. And it's was built in like 2014, 2015. Might have been 2015 as its first year.
Great facility.
So it's wild that we're like almost a decade away from the most recent one. We might be due for a new stadium somewhere. Peoria. That's the one. That's the oldest one in the Cactus League where
that
the Padres
could use an upgrade.
That definitely could use an upgrade. Great seats and tickets available on that for game time tickets. But even some of the harder spring training games, you can get those tickets on game time. It's fantastic. Even if you want to wait closer to first pitch. The other cool thing is sometimes, you know, people are generous and they will just give you tickets when you walk up. I don't know if that's ever happened to you at a spring training game.
It has happened to me.
And if it doesn't happen to you, if you're not, because Game Time Tickets is there for you. 15 million folks have already downloaded the app, and you can score the best seats to all your favorite events. Hit the link in our description to save, because, hey, it helps us out a little bit. Scratches our back. It's the least you can do to help us out.
It's the least you could do. We give you so much content.
And the most you can do for your dental health is check out Green Mountain Dental Group, because they have climbed to the top of the mountain. They are the best at what they do. So many of us here at the company have utilized them and have gone to them for some major procedures as well. And thankfully, they went way better than those of us who went elsewhere in our past. But thankfully, we've got Green Mountain Dental Group who is taking great care of us. We've got nothing to fear when it comes to them. They're doing some big things where they're giving you a $300 discount on a full orthodontics treatment for new patients. Or if you mention DNVR Sports, guess what? You can get a free set of bleach trays.
That's huge.
Not only is it a $300 value that they're giving you for free, but they use good stuff to make sure that your teeth are not going to be sensitive and they're going to hurt from using this product. It's very safe. It's very good. You're going to get that with a new patient cleaning, exam, and x-ray. 15 minutes from downtown Denver, Green Mountain Dental Group, the top of the mountain.
The top of the mountain.
That's it.
Great stuff.
We're climbing there.
Well, listen, bleach trays are a great get.
Yeah. I'm due. I'm due for mine. I need to get them to pop a little
bit. You could
be
a little more sparkly.
Could be a little more sparkly.
Yeah.
I need to be more like Sparkles.
Yes.
But his sparkles is his eyes. I want sparkles like the teeth. Chris Bryant, Sparkles. We probably have literally only mentioned that like twice because he hasn't been around long enough to say, hey, Chris Bryant has a nickname and it's Sparkles.
And he also plays for the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, there's also that.
It's so crazy.
There's a lot about this guy. There's a lot about the Orioles, man, that is worth buzzing about. You know, one of the top farm systems. I had not realized that they actually invited Jackson Holliday, Matt Holliday's son, first overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft. They actually invited him to big league camp. 19-year-old kid.
I love that. I want to see him and how he holds his own with these big leaguers. And I think he will.
Yeah. It's just such a great experience and a great opportunity to rub shoulders with those guys. I think a lot of people might not realize how little interaction that the minor league guys have with the big league guys. There is interaction, no doubt. But it's not like, oh, you know, for a week straight, I took batting practice, you know, with CJ Krohn. No, they're batting on the big league fields where the Rockies are training in one part of the complex, and the minor league guys are somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So there's not that same kind of interaction. I imagine they might get together and do things kind of off campus, you know, outside of the facility.
Like a field trip.
Totally. Yeah. Get into them. So you're still picking up pieces, but it's not the same as Jackson Holliday going there and learning from a guy who's only a couple years older than Adley Rutschman, but still you can learn from guys like that. I think it's just such a really good opportunity, and it would be cool for the Rockies to employ a strategy like this. And maybe next year's that year where you start to see the guys from the most recent draft class. Like, it would be cool, Gabriel Hughes, if he was in there, Sterling Thompson, Jordan Beck. It'd also give them an opportunity to experience the media a little bit, get some, you know, kind of on their feet media training, you know, make it a safe environment so there's not a ton of people going up to them and asking him questions, but still a safe environment for them to kind of get those reps in.
Got to get the reps in.
Before they make it to the majors. Yeah, because once you get to Hartford, a lot more media. More media in Hartford.
Lots of media in Hartford.
And then Albuquerque, some. Mm-hmm. Probably a little bit less, actually. I'd be curious how many, when you go from AA to AAA, does the media actually like decrease a little bit? I don't know.
I feel like it's got to be about the same, but I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll find out. I'll do some digging.
Do you think there's more media in Hartford than Albuquerque? I would think maybe a little bit. Not a ton, but maybe a little bit.
You know
if
what?
It's not the same.
But I will say, if you are a sports reporter in Hartford, you are pulled in so many different directions because there's so much going on. And you might be stretched a little too thin to make it to a lot of Yard Goats games.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense.
Not talking from experience or anything.
Yeah, for sure. The 2021 draft class, Benny Montgomery, Jaden Hill, Joe Rock. Again, having those guys in the same clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Joe Rock talking and comparing, you know, just basically their pitch mix with a guy like Kyle Freeland, two lefties right there. That would be a lot of fun. Benny Montgomery working with, you know, a guy like Brenton Doyle, only a couple years older, but Jonathan Daza. Learning, you know, talking about how does Coors Field different than some of the other ballparks? What are some of those unique things? Start thinking about what it's like when they get to the major. So, Orioles, I like what they're doing there. I'd like to see the Rockies do something like that, too.
Yeah, because also, yeah, why not, you know? Why not grab one of these guys, throw them in, see what happens?
Absolutely. Yeah, there are non-roster invite guys every year that go to camp, and, you know, they're battling for a job, but they're not battling anybody else. Like there might not be a realistic shot. It's just your depth for us in AAA. We still want you here. It's still important for you to be there. But also at the same time, how much is that going to impact the 2023 team? How much is that going to impact the future of the roster? Little to none. Mm-hmm. So these young guys, that could be a really good investment to doing something like that. Speaking of investments, two new advertising patches. Susie, this is now, correct me if I'm wrong when you see this, this is now the new submission for the best advertiser patch in MLB, Los Angeles Angels FBM Foundation Building Materials.
Huh.
Now, it might be hard to see from this distance, but there's a little like bonsai tree there.
There's a tree.
And there's a little sprinkling of green in it. But you got the red edging around it. You've got the navy around the white lettering in the FBM. Mm-hmm. And it really looks like the Angels and FBM, unless this just happens to coincidentally be the exact same colors of FBM. It really looks like they kind of work together and say, hey, what's something that looks good on our sleeve, but it pops out in a really nice way. And I think the green in the little bonsai tree on the FBM logo actually looks really nice, even though there's obviously no other green on there. And there you see the home whites. Again, the red piping around the patch. I think it looks really good.
I like this better on the white uniform than the red uniform. Definitely. And it is actually, that is just their logo.
Oh, wow.
I like the tree. I think the tree is cute. I think they did a good job. Other than that,
I'm okay.
I think it's kind of an uneventful logo, but.
Sure. But. Would you like it better than the Motorola one in San Diego?
I think I still like the Motorola one better.
Was this number two then? Just go number two on the depth chart?
A soft two.
Okay.
I got to revisit all of them at this point.
This one, I don't know if this next one, we haven't seen any renderings yet.
Okay.
But you can only imagine what this is going to look like on an orange jersey. Oxy, which is Occidental Petroleum Corporation. So here we go. Petroleum.
This is too many colors.
Houston Astros. Yeah. And also, I thought this was some kind of detergent or kind of cleaning product because it's Oxy.
Yeah.
It's not OxyClean.
Sounds like OxyClean. The Astros uniforms, their logo and their uniform, that orange and blue, like that's already like the two complementary colors opposite on the color wheel. And you're adding like these other bright colors in there too. I'm probably going to hate this.
Yeah. Now you got like a light blue in there as part of the Oxy logo.
Everything
the
clashes.
The letters are white. I mean, not white, they're red.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, that one might not look great unless they tweak the colors, but they're probably not going to tweak the colors.
No,
I don't think
it.
Any of them has tweaked the colors.
No. And I think because that also like just goes against your brand.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The Motorola one, is the Motorola one black or brown?
It's black.
All right. Because in the initial renderings, I think because of the shading, it almost looked like it was brown. It would be better. I'd be fine with that. And maybe eventually they'll get to something like that where it doesn't.
I mean, the Motorola logo, I feel like you could put it any color.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I think that would look okay. And, you know, if your brand doesn't look good in, black and white, then maybe your logo's not that great to begin with.
Ooh.
It's not that iconic.
But you know what? Not all of these companies, first of all, like, I have not heard of so many of these companies that now have patches on
You're not a
major-
big You're not a big Occidental Petroleum Corporation fan?
Surprisingly, no. Kale liked that one. Kale liked that one. Yeah, no, there's a lot of these companies where I'm just like, oh, never heard of y'all.
I never heard
of FBM before this exact moment.
Are you kidding me? I want to see what Kale's screen looks like right now, because I guarantee he's on the foundation building materials site right now. He's like, can they build me a house?
Aww.
Like, he's looking for a home. He's like, you know what? Their marketing has worked out really well for me in this moment in my life.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what to say to that one.
Do they actually build homes? Maybe modular homes? Tiny home?
Let me look it up.
I think it's just the materials. They're the middleman.
Wood.
They're based in Colorado.
Really?
Yeah.
FBM, Colorado company. Advertising in the
Or
Los
at least
Angeles
they have
Angels.
A location in Colorado. You know what? I'm learning so much. They've got locations.
They got locations. That's a big get.
They have 270 locations across North America.
They're paying good money for that, because that's on Shohei friggin' Ohtani.
Mm.
Think about that. That I would be curious again to sit in those meetings and I wonder what that conversation is like. Are we getting 6 months of Shohei Ohtani wearing our FBM logo on his sleeve? Or are we getting 3 months? Are we getting 4 months?
Mm.
You know, how does that look? How long is the deal? If it's multiple years, are we getting Ohtani for multiple years? Because he's a free agent after this season.
How much Ohtani makes all the difference in the real estate value of this patch?
Maybe we talked about it, maybe not. Do you think that it might be better for MLB to overtake something like this, where they are now the ones either assigning sponsors to teams, or maybe even just having, you know, just one or two companies on different coasts or whatever it is for the logo, so that it maybe works a little bit better and maybe the teams make more money? Do you think that could be something that ends up happening at some point down the line?
You know what? I could see that happening down the line. Yeah. I could see that happening down the line, definitely. But do I want it to happen? Maybe not.
Yeah, that
MLB has enough on their plate. I would rather them focus on fixing the blackout situation rather than making sure everyone's got patches on their jerseys.
Nice colorful patches.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're focused on patches right now. It's all about them patches.
It's like when you distract yourself with a problem that's not really a big problem and you've got like this big fire behind you.
Susie, we don't need no stinking patches. We need no more blackouts.
We need no more blackouts.
That's what we need.
We're not asking for a lot, and it's like literally the only thing we're asking for.
DIA. DIA is going to be the Rockies patch this year. Breaking. That's it. They're advertising a thing that you just need. You don't, like, DIA does have commercials, but, right? Don't they? They have advertising a little bit.
I don't know if I've seen commercials for DIA.
Airports should not advertise. It's just, we're an airport. You need to get somewhere. That's it. Like, what? Why?
Like, it's the big airport.
We got a new food court. Who cares? Who cares? They did try to make going to DIA like a destination spot a few years ago. And like having fancy
weird flex,
restaurants.
Guys. Weird flex.
You
I
get
will
on the
say.
Union Station. I don't think it worked.
I'm a big fan of some of the restaurants at DIA.
Like?
They've got a chop house there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And there's like nice. This little spot called Elway's.
Oh, apostrophe Elway's? Like tacos?
Yeah, kind of like tacos.
Like tacos, but with a 7 instead of an apostrophe. It is. I go Mod Market before my flights. Just nice, quick, and easy, kind of on the healthy side.
That is
side.
A good one. That is a good one.
And then you got to walk by Chick-fil-A just to get to Mod Market, and you're like, come on.
Well, everyone knows that like my number one restaurant, if I'm taking a morning flight, is the McDonald's. I'll wait in that line.
What is your go-to Mickey D's in the morning?
Oh, my gosh. So egg, cheese on an English muffin, add a tomato. You can add sliced tomato to breakfast sandwiches. This
what?
Is a very important McDonald's hack to know.
You're going like, this is like animals. This is veggie style.
Yes, it's Sue's style.
Wow, yeah. Susie's secret McDonald's menu.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many hash browns? Like 5?
Just one. Just one.
I would just get the hash browns.
I love my egg and cheese sandwiches, though.
Yeah, that's good. In Austin, I had 2 egg everything bagels. I think it was like the first time I've had a bagel since I moved from New Jersey.
I was going to say, you, a Jersey guy, getting bagels outside of the Northeast.
They were actually very good.
I'm shocked.
And I'm like jonesing. I don't really eat carbs that much.
You don't?
Kind of, I don't. But don't. I'm like, I'm kind of hankering for some bagels. And I don't think we have any in our state. I don't. This is a bagel estate.
If anyone knows bagel spots, any East Coasters, let us know in the comments. Like
Einstein
and subscribe, thank you.
Or Dunkin'. I mean, I guess that
I
counts.
I would never get a bagel from Dunkin'.
Yeah.
I would never.
Anyway,
someone from Dunkin' is coming in to serve us papers right now.
Before we wrap, someone has said something in the chat about Randall Grichuk missing some time. This is news to me.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Hadn't heard anything about that. No advertising patches for Michael. Yeah, that definitely is kind of irksome, but you're not even going to notice it. It's there. I mean, Kale, you would be the good person, the best person to ask about this when it comes to the NBA, and they've got the advertising patches. How much does that impact you watching the Nuggets or anything where you're like, oh, man, the advertising patch? Or you just like, forget that. That's
you just forget they're there.
Yeah. It's going to be like that for baseball, too, I think.
This news broke about 5 minutes into the start of our show.
Get out. What?
Thomas Harding just posted a story saying that Grichuk will likely miss the start of the season because of hernia surgery.
Wow.
This is new information. This broke right before during our show, right at the start of it. So Grichuk, who had a sports hernia surgery on his right side when he was with the Cardinals in December 2015, said the problem flared up a little more than a month ago. He had treatments before he underwent an MRI that revealed he needed surgery. That is per Thomas Harding of MLB.com.
Wow, that's huge. That's kind of huge.
Okay, can we not like break Rocky's news at the start of our show, please?
Guys, please. Just before, or just after. That opens up a spot in the outfield. There's a lot of young guys. We'll be talking about it continuously throughout spring training because there's kind of a roster crunch. There's really only about three spots on the roster. Mm-hmm. There's 10 guys that you can guarantee of the 13 hitters. You can read about that tomorrow on the dnvr.com. And there's really only three spots. Now there's going to be four for guys like Montero, Alan Trejo, Harold Castro, which is a name we need to familiarize ourselves
with. Yes, we do.
Michael Tolia, Sean Bouchard, Brenton Doyle. So now there's four spots. That's it's going to make the camps at or the battles at camp all the more interesting.
Camp just got real interesting.
It just got real serious.
But wishing Randall Grichuk a really speedy recovery.
Yeah.
He's also got a baby on the way. He's got a lot going on.
He does.
Well, his wife has a baby on the way. He's just there.
He's just there.
He's just there. He's participating. But
And we're just on Twitter at DNVR _Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at on Twitter.
And you can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
This has been just so fantastic.
It has been.
But you know what they say about the momentum you build on a single day's podcast.
Patrick, what did they say about that?
It's only as good as your next show. So we will talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube.